Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And today we're going to talk about certainty. I'm obsessed with certainty and the energy of certainty. And if you want to supercharge your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, your intentions, start feeling a sense of certainty as you work towards your goals. Before we get into this short little podcast, in case you're new to the program, I'm Amy. I am an intuitive, kind of a new way to say psychic, but more intuitive. I'm most interested in reading energy as opposed to predicting the future, though the energy we're holding can determine our future, which means we can change it, which that's what I'm so obsessed with, and that's where the coaching comes in. So I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help you transform your energy in the present moment so you can create the future of your dreams. If that is something you are looking to do, you have some big goals and aspirations, I'm most interested and helping those that really want to go to the next level. Check out my massive result package on my website, Intuitive Coaching Package. It's designed to help you live out the wildest, craziest, most exciting, though I am hesitant to use the word exciting. I don't know if I'll get to it on this show, but we'll talk about that. Whatever is lighting you up, the dream that maybe you're not even comfortable sharing with others, I want to help you reach that. Look at my massive result package on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, under Work With Me. Certainty. I read The Science of Getting Rich many times. And one of my more recent readings of it, my attention was drawn to the idea of, stated in the book, of acting in a certain way. And so I went on this quest and like, well, what is a certain way? I've gotten through the whole book. What is a certain way? Well, it's using the word certain literally, acting with certainty, believing that your dream, your goal, your hope, your aspiration will in fact happen. And so what this looks like is 100% belief. And belief is a practice, you know. It's some people will naturally 100% totally believe in whatever they're going for. And you guys are amazing. I love you. Now for the rest of us, even if it's something that we want, the practice becomes activating the energy of certainty within us so there is 100% belief that it will happen. So you can't doubt if you'll succeed, because it's like, I read something that said it's like hitting the brakes on your dreams every time you doubt. And the tricky thing is, if you are a person who naturally takes a lot of action, meaning there's something you want and you immediately start going for it. You want to put on an event and you immediately go into planning it and telling people about it, and you set some goals for how many people you want at the event or how much profit you want that event to make. As you're taking action, instead of just hoping it works out, take action from the place of certainty that, of course, it's going to work out. And if you're not holding an energy of certainty and you're letting doubt creep in, it is putting the brakes on all of that forward momentum that you're doing. This is probably the most vital piece of information for the type A type goal setter who will do the work, who will show up, who will put the energy into it, and then they don't see the result they want. It's probably because there's some strong vibration of doubt within you, and you're just hoping that it'll work out instead of believing 100% that of course it's going to work in your favor. So instead of stopping the progress on your goals, as you start to work on it, as you start to put effort into it, hold the belief that of course it's going to happen. And can you work your way into belief while you're taking action? Yes, yes, yes. So every time your mind wants to shift into doubt, correct it. And one of the ways I have found that makes this easier is probably not sharing your dream with a lot of people. Naturally, the human condition will make us doubt, particularly really big dreams. And so instead of going and telling everybody what you're up to, it may be something you need to hold within you as sacred until your belief is above the 50% line. And from your authentic, powerful belief, you will achieve whatever you set out to do. Many people recommend being thankful for the result even before it shows up. If that works for you, definitely do that. That's affirmative prayer. Praying as if it were so, right? Thank you, God, for my beautiful home, even before you have the home, right? So that can really help you start to activate the energy of belief. I also recommend keeping it in your day-to-day experience. So often we will have a big dream and we'll work on it a little bit and then life will show up and we'll get caught up in something else. Have one little thing that you do every single day touching on that dream, and that will help continue to activate the belief that it's happening because you keep returning to it, because you decide you're going to believe it. Another piece is set in your phone 3 times a day where you have a certainty moment, where you sit for a few minutes and you just affirm in your heart that what you want will happen, is happening, has happened. Of course it will. Just take that time. And more you practice certainty, the more it will become an instinctual part of your manifestation process. Whatever you can believe, you can create. Whatever you believe, you can create. So put your energy into belief. I'm a person that takes a lot of action. If there's something that I want to do, I go for it. I go for it as full out as I know to do. But what I've noticed is I'll get some result, but not all result. And so I've been sitting with it. I'm like, well, spirit, like, I felt confident that this was the right thing to do. You know, I saw things happen in that direction. And every time I go to spirit, I'm brought back to this reminder of certainty, of 100% belief. And so if you want to increase the sales in your business, have 100% belief that you have something of value and that, of course, people are going to want to buy it and a lot of people are going to want to buy it. If you want to be in a relationship and you start dating or swiping and maybe you go on a few dates or you start communicating with somebody and then they fall off, no matter what's going on in the process, hold the belief that what you want will in fact occur. And when you do that, that stops you from settling. I see this a lot in dating, so it's so easy for heart-centered people to settle because they just want to be in love instead of staying focused on what they wrote down on their list for what they want in a partner and what they want in a relationship, and then acting from a place of certainty. Because if you're acting from a place of 50% belief, you're going to kind of half-ass the action. You're not going to fully hear the intuitive wisdom coming forward that's directing you to where to go. So start now believing, acting with certainty, the certain way that the science of getting rich refers to is literally certainty, the certain way, and you'll see things start to shift for you. Your consciousness will shift. You'll be open and available to higher levels of intuitive information. Faith changes everything. Belief changes everything. Certainty changes everything. So that is my show for you, a little short show. I am Amy, again, of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you want to hang out, I work with folks by phone. I do have single sessions available, but where people can see the greatest transformation is when we work consistently together one-on-one. So check out my packages at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. I appreciate you. I pray that you are pursuing your dreams from a place of certainty and belief, and knowing that, of course, you are worthy and deserving of everything you desire. Take care of yourself.